The Cary Playwrights Forum presents a podcast in 8 unfortunate episodes by Larry Bliss. All great civilizations erect monuments to show the world their daring and might. In the Research Triangle of North Carolina, a gleaming monument will rise to conquer the sky. 160 stories tall, built of quantum welded carbon fiber and titanium, home of 40,000 people and 2,000 businesses. The world will look on it and despair. Erasing the sun with its shadow, it is the Spire.
They call me Mr. Voice. That's not my name, of course. It's Barnard, but that's a name that commands no respect in the company. The company is the CIA, of course. At least that's the word people think we use at work. We don't. We just call it the agency, management, or those fucking idiots at Langley. The last one is my favorite. I mean, I work for an agency. I thought it was a good idea to smuggle an exploding cigar to Fidel Castro in hopes that he would be so surprised he'd die of a heart attack. Personally, I think we could use some quality control. I'm having trouble with one of my best men, Brad. He's smart as a whip, and he's good looking, which always helps. But now he's in this romance. He's in L-O-O-V. Chimney Christmas. We have a major operation coming up, and the last thing I need is a pussy-whipped operative. How do I know he's being PW'd? He pisses standing up, doesn't he? So I place a snoop drone on him 24/7. His cover is being a member of a local government agency. He's pretty harmless, low consequence of air, but he could do some damage if he's not careful. He's become an overreactor. He read a text I sent him and apparently went a little wild in the bar in front of his cookie. He hasn't responded to my reach-outs. Finally, I had to say, pick up the damn phone or pick up a pink slip. That got his attention. You probably think I'm a hard ass. Not really. It's more like I'm tired and cranky. This is a young man's game, and I'm a creaky 64. Back in the Cold War, now, those were the days. We were fighting for freedom, for free enterprise, apple pie, and teen girls in shorts. We had a gleam in our eyes. Now it's cataracts. I miss the Ruskies. Not the small-time mobsters in charge now, but the Soviets. They were worthy opponents. They wore thick overcoats and earmuff hats on steroids and scared us into going to the moon. Their jet fighters were ugly as sin, but they flew their asses off. Gorby came along and spoiled all the fun. One I wouldn't give for DEFCON 1. The guys running things now, waste of gravity, every single one of them. Small people for diminished times. Well, speak of the devil. Here's an incoming call from Mr. Satterwhite himself.
Fire nonsense.
You're 2 days overdue.
I can explain that.
Doesn't matter. I have new information for you about the Spire.
What's to know, other than it will be the biggest wad of money ever gathered in one place?
I've been looking over the renderings and the architectural drawings.
I've seen them. Buddy Buxton is positively promiscuous about showing them.
They're bullshit. The plans are bogus.
Say again?
There are two sets of plans. The ones the public sees and the real ones.
And you've seen...
The real ones? No. I only see an executive summary.
Well, are you going to tell me about them or just play coy as usual?
Being coy is one of my remaining pleasures. Give me a break.
What's in the summary?
All sorts of anomalies.
Such as?
Such as the air conditioning ducts. They're twice as big as they need to be in the lower 70 floors.
I'm no engineer, but... Cold air just doesn't get all the way up there by wishing it were so.
Our people estimate the system is over-engineered by a factor of 3. Only 40,000 people will live in the spire, and it has enough ventilation capacity for 150.
That's weird.
We're just starting. There are 16 spherical chambers in the basement levels.
Containing what?
We don't know. We've never seen anything like them in conventional construction.
So it's innovative.
Maybe. But we can't figure out the problem it's trying to solve.
What else?
This quantum welding. I've asked 12 experts what the hell it is and what it does, and I get 12 different answers, all of them unrelated to any engineering purpose.
Future expansion?
Into what? The Twilight Zone?
So what do you want me to do?
I need to see the plans themselves. Not some summary. The actual drawings.
How do I find them?
You're the Assistant Subcommissioner of the Triangle Interzonal Authority. You have access to all kinds of documentation. Use it!
All contractors whose projects cross the zonal boundaries have to copy us into all their applications for land use permits.
Yes.
Any project as big as a spire will have to be approved in all 5 zones.
Now think like a spook.
Memodyne will take care not to email the real plans.
Go on.
But all permitting documents have search tags, and some of those tags might lead elsewhere to, say, the keywords for the real plans.
Well done, Brad. I always knew you were a smart hire.
Try this. My manager is old school. He insists on making hard copies of significant email traffic.
How positively stupid of him. And how wonderfully good for us. Do it. Infiltrate their hard copy location. Do some selective scanning.
How soon?
Time is critical. This weekend.
This weekend? Drew and I are going to the beach.
Have you read your contract lately? Nowhere does it allow nookie time.
You have a filthy mind, Barnard.
Part of my job description, my horny young friend. Let's bust ass on this, okay?
Oh, such joy I get in your presence.
I spread joy wherever I go. Bring me back some bacon, Mr. Interzonal. Barnard out. I envy him. There's nothing like grabbing the black gloves and the flashlight to make you feel young and foolish again. Encrypt file on my mark. 3, 2, 1.
3 days after Reverend Pookie's fiery blast against the spire, she is in her office planning strategy with some new friends.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for rearranging your busy schedules to be here. Why don't we start by introducing ourselves and saying why we're here? Let's start on the right.
Hi, I'm Eddie Page. I'm a freshman engineering student at Mendler.
Hello. I'm Esme Strike, first-year student in political science at Mendler.
And my girlfriend.
Eddie, dear, let's be a little cooler about that, okay?
Okay, honey bunch.
I'm Ivana Rostov, woman about town and chief correspondent for the Durham Dish.
Drew Rochelle, libations hostess at the Dew Drop Den.
Yes, Drew. I remember you from the service the other week.
I caused quite a stir.
Drew, dear. Causing a stir is the only way to make change. You just keep right on stirring. I, of course, am the Right Reverend Smithwick Summersby, the minister here. I am so glad you all can be here. We are few in number, but I predict we will do great things.
That would be so cool.
Let's continue by stating our reasons why we're opposed to the spire.
I'm not.
You're in favor.
Yep.
Then, if you don't mind me asking, why are you here?
Esme wanted to come, and I'm her ride.
I'm studying grassroots movements for my intro to poli-sci class, and this seems like the perfect opportunity.
It's like a date, only we learn things.
Eddie, we talked about boundaries, remember?
Oh yeah, sorry.
I see a rocky road ahead for these two.
This may come as a shock, Ivana, but they didn't ask your opinion.
How sad for them.
While you have the floor, Ivana, what is your attitude towards the spire?
At first, I was attracted by its daring upward thrust and relentless, probing, pounding boldness of purpose. Oh my. But now, I think it's just another cash laundry for the upper class.
A litter box for the fat cats.
We'll have to use that one, Ms. Rochelle.
She's good with the quips, Reverend, if nothing else.
Now, Ivana, let's remember our common purpose. Drew, it's your turn.
I've been opposed ever since I found out Mom and Dad would live in the shadow of the spire for 6 hours a day.
I didn't know that.
It's not exactly highlighted in the brochure, Eddie.
Mom's garden will be ruined.
Drew, that's a powerful message. Ruining the garden that is the triangle.
To say nothing of the environmental effects. In my homeland, we look upon ecological damage as a sign of progress. But you Americans are softer and like Bambi too much.
I don't think you should be criticizing America.
Eddie, it's her right to express her point of view. We're not perfect, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute, Ivana. If things were so great in the old country, what about Chernobyl?
An aberration. A little radiation gives one a nice healthy glow. Try that again, little girl. As my KGB friends say, certain streets have certain corners. Sooner or later, we'll turn yours.
I see we have some strong personalities in the room.
Not me. Mom doesn't like personalities. She says they just lead to bickering.
Aww.
Oh, now you're going to make me blush.
Eddie, what are your reasons for favoring the spire?
It's like the Apollo program. They said we couldn't go to the moon, and we did.
But the spy isn't going anywhere.
Don't be too sure. It looks a lot like those rockets in Galaxy and Analog.
Always the dreamer.
You love it, baby.
Glorious Lennon, give me strength.
And it will create a lot of jobs.
Actually, the research shows that spending the same amount of money in strategic opportunity zones would bring a greater return on investment.
Impressive, Drew.
There's more to me than mixology.
Score one for our golden girl.
Brown, not golden, and proud.
I like you, Drew.
She's really neat, isn't she?
I feel a group hug coming on. Ugh.
Drew, I think you're a natural for our media relations committee.
Now wait a minute. I am in the media. 7 years in America and 14 in Iraq, Afghanistan, Kosovo, and Kuwait.
Those are valuable credentials, Ivana. But we need someone more personable in that role. Plus, it would help us in the African-American community to see a woman of color in an important position.
You Americans and your labels. My skin has color, too.
Not by much.
Should we be going there? How can we win people to our cause if we're fighting all the time?
It's in our blood. Just ask the Mensheviks, if you can find any.
Esme's right. Unity must be our byword.
I'm beginning to think this spire may not be such a good idea.
Oh?
I just remembered what one of my professors said in class on Monday. He had concerns about floors number 110 through 145. He noticed abnormalities in the vertical stress capabilities of the mass damper.
What's that?
The mass damper keeps tall buildings from swaying too much in the wind.
They sway? In the wind?
Yup. Professor Nyquist is worried about... Let me see. I took some notes. Here it is. He's concerned the architects have not taken into consideration the anthropocentric/pedestrian appendage impacts that could interfere with the non-centrifugal transvective Walla Walla inputs, thus precipitating a cascade modality up to and possibly including selective deselection of random assigned support points. This possibility is accounted for by the Hampton-Rohrabacher theory of interdynamic flux traffic and its interface with high-impact transference in the gravity-time continuum.
Huh?
English, please.
Eddie, maybe you'd better give us the takeaway on that.
Basically, it means the building could fall over if too many people stand in one corner.
Oh my God.
It could land in Mom's garden. Or on Mom and Dad.
I've just changed my mind. This thing is dangerous.
I'm proud of you.
Aw, gee.
Listen, every advocacy group needs a name. What's ours?
That's our next item. We want a catchy name that states our mission.
In the Soviet Union, dissident groups didn't have names. Just prisoner numbers.
Who are these Soviets you keep talking about?
I'll tell you later, sweetheart.
Okay.
Yes, we need a good name. How about People Against the Spire?
Boring.
Spike the Spire?
To volleyball.
Kill the Spire.
We're a non-violent organization.
See how far that will get you.
Something catchier, unique.
And easy to spell.
Something that looks good on a t-shirt. Oh, I left my phone on, sorry.
That's it.
What's it?
That ringtone, it reminds me of Fight the Power.
By Public Enemy? Are they even still around?
No. Instead of Fight the Power, Fight the Tower.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I like it. Brief and to the point.
We can play it at rallies.
It even pleases my jaded soul. Fight the Tower.
Fight the Tower. Yes, Jesus. Fight the Tower. We gotta fight the tower that be.
We gotta fight the tower that be.
Flash forward to Sunday morning at 2 a.m. Brad and Drew are donning their black gloves by the light of their flashlights. Just like in the movies.
Do they fit?
They're a little snug, but they're okay.
Are you sure you're up for this?
Yes.
Even though I can't tell you why.
When I was a kid, I saw Greg Morris do this every week on Mission Impossible. How could I resist? Anyway, Dad's a great lawyer. He fixes break-ins all the time.
Somehow I don't find that comforting.
Feel better?
No, but thanks anyway. Hey, shine the light over this filing cabinet.
Okay, Nick.
Who's Nick?
Nick Charles in the Thin Man movies?
M. Mattress World, Moss and Enterprises. I can't picture you as Myrna Loy. Zoli's Pizza.
We're in the dark. Myrtle's, you can't picture
cream,
me at all.
Mel's Drive-In. Good point.
Are you getting near?
Almost. Ah, here it is. Fat one. Memodyne. Let's spread it out on the table here. Whoa, look at all of this. This could take forever.
We don't have forever.
No shit. Oh, wait a minute. This could be it.
Not so loud.
Sorry. Ooh. Oh, this looks good.
Well?
Proposal by Upward Inspire for an ultra-tall tower in the Research Triangle.
By George, I think we've got it.
Ooh, you're full of references tonight. Now, for a few quick scans of the search tags at the bottom of the page. Here we are. Oh, yes. Very good.
That's what she said.
Shh. Focus. Shine again on the cabinet.
Good work, Nick.
Thanks, Nora. Now, for a quick exit.
Same way we came?
No. There's a fire ladder outside this window. Let's see if this window opens.
We got lucky.
We sure did. Here, put your foot in my hands.
This is kind of sexy.
Later, honey. Later. I'm right behind you.
Hey, Satterwhite, stop looking at my ass.
I can't help it. I'm trained to notice everything.
Excuses. I'm letting go now.
Right behind you. I'll bet William Powell looked at Myrna Loy's ass.
By my standards, he had nothing to look at.
I so enjoy this series. I get to learn useful things like the physical characteristic of Hollywood stars from the 40s. This next scene is an outtake from the classic Russian-American production, Ivana Visits the Bread Factory. Let's watch.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Of course you can, my little proletarian. My name is Ivana Rostov. I am writing a story for the Turin Dish about the ingredients used in your company's white bread. I'd like a word with your manager.
Sorry, Miss Rostov.
That's Rostov.
Rostov, all our managers are in a conference. They won't be available all afternoon.
Really? Tell me, does this factory run itself? Does it emit white bread loaves all by its lonesome?
Well, of course not.
So, using my superior intellect, I can deduce that someone is in charge.
Well, yeah, but she's busy right now.
And I'm busier. And being busy, I get tense, which means it's time for smoke. Ah, so good. The man who invented camels was a god.
This is a no-smoking area. You gotta take it outside.
Listen, my friend. When I was a war correspondent, I was trapped by mortar fire for 5 hours in 20 below. Do you really think your bourgeois rule is going to stop me?
Lady, you're trying my patience.
Look in my eyes and tell me if you see give a shit. Whilst I smoke, I think I'll just amble over here and have a look-see. Ah, what's this? a big vat of white dough. Let me just lean over for a better look.
I wouldn't do that, ma'am.
Don't worry, I'll be careful. Whoops! Dearie me, my cigarette ash just fell in that so creamy white dough. Kindly accept my utmost apology.
Now look what you've done.
Manager, report to Area 3. Manager, report to Area 3.
Look on the bright side, my oppressed friend. Now your temporary manager is free for some FaceTime. Here she comes now.
Just what do you think you're doing with that cigarette? We have a sacred trust to our customers
where
now.
Where I come from, sacred is outlawed. State Decree number 48B. One of my favorites.
I'm calling security.
Really? Perhaps you can tell security why an unknown person can just waltz in and contaminate your precious foodstuffs.
You can't do this.
Allow me to acquaint you with the Rostov family motto. I do it because I can.
What will it take to get you to leave?
It's simple. I'm handing you a list of substances believed to be in your white bread. Substances that might alarm people who have these ridiculous fears of radioactivity. I just need you to circle the names of the chemicals that are actually in that dough and assign your full name at the bottom.
This list is completely inaccurate.
Really? Oh, let me look. Oh my goodness gracious me. Strontium 90 is misspelled. What a shame. Anyway, since there is misspelling, we can dispense with the list.
Good. Now be on your way.
Of course. I'll just call my friend in the parking lot. Do you see him? He's the one in that vintage Buick Skylark that has a video camera and a Geiger counter.
You're bluffing.
He's a very sensitive Geiger counter. I borrowed it from my friends at Chernobyl.
Let me see that list again.
No need. The manager at the other plant saw the same list and signed it. I had to resort to a Siberian chokehold on him, and then he sang like Tweety Bird. That odor you smell is your goose being sautéed.
So you didn't need to come here then?
No, I didn't. I have enough for a story.
So why?
Just for the sheer fun. I enjoy seeing weak men sweat and officious women like you squirm.
I've had enough of you. If you weren't a woman, I'd deck you.
If you were a man, you would. Anyways, be sure to look in Dish next week. Soon you'll meet some handsome, charming federal agents who will hang on your every word. And hang you in the process. Goodbye for now. See you in the bread line at the gulag.
You got the story?
Every morsel. It's all over but the writing.
Congratulations. Let's get going. I don't like the idea of radioactive bread.
Let's get plowed, Dmitri. I think we've earned ourselves a night of moral turpitude.
Kids and parents, take note. Ivana Rostov and her thuggish male companions are intended for a dramatic effect and not as role models. No, no, no. Be good little boys and girls and never consume adult beverages except under the supervision of qualified adults. And oh yes, Mom says clean your room. The Spire is underwritten by the Memodyne Group, designers of the voice app Vocalese. Now, Vocalese is the faithful friend who reminds you of important appointments and people you mustn't forget. It's artificial intelligence at its most obnoxious. Memodyne, the very word soothes the fevered brow. Although many will disavow its very existence, this has been a Martin Quinn production of excellence.
My name is Marina Inslin. I play Ivana, Esme, and... crap.
The unknown one. So good to have
My name is Marina Inslin. I play Ivana, the unknown one, and Esme. I was born in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. My last role was Ned and Alexander in Imogen Says Nothing and the Mouse in the Waltz of the Exterminator with the Women's Theater Festival. I love theater because it gives me the opportunity to pretend to be lots of other people.